Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Sunday. Christy Hutcherson on the front lines and in the fight every day for you, the American people. I am so excited. Today's guest is Roger Stone, none other than Roger Stone, who did absolutely nothing wrong, but our weaponized federal government system, they don't care. The Biden administration and the Obama administration, they are nothing but mere puppets, and they are attacking we the people. Anybody who believes and stands up for the Constitution of the United States, you, my friend, are under attack. So without further ado, Roger only has a little bit of time with us this morning. So we're going to bring Roger in and we're going to hit heavy on some really good subjects this morning. Good morning, Roger. How are you doing?
Great to be with you again.
Nice to see you, my friend. So let's just get right into this. So last night you were at an event at Mar-a-Lago. How was Carrie Lake? I know she was there. I know my dear friend Ann Vanderstil was there. I couldn't make it. But what do you think about Carrie Lake and her political future?
Well, first of all, it was a great event scheduled by the America Project. First time I've ever seen Patrick Byrne in a necktie. That was refreshing. And it was a great event. Tom Homan was there. Ann Vanderstil was there. We had a nice chat. But Carrie Lake is someone who impresses me. You know, as a longtime veteran of American politics, a veteran literally now of 12 national Republican presidential campaigns, I've never seen more extraordinary, just raw talent and communication skills since, well, you know, Ronald Reagan. I mean, she's an amazing woman. What's particularly amazing is the way she has borne the most recent phase of her political career with dignity and grace, because there's just hard evidence that she was defrauded out of this election. This is not some conspiracy theory or sour grapes. I mean, when 60% of the voting machine tabulators will not accept the ballot because the ballot is purposely too long, the machine takes a 19-inch ballot, but to 60% of the Republican voting locations in Maricopa County, a 20-inch ballot is purposely sent, knowing that the machine will reject those 274,000 ballots rejected. Mm-hmm. How many people waited in line and just gave up because of the chaos that day? When your ballot couldn't be counted, they throw it in a provisional ballot box, mm-hmm. but the chain of custody of those is unclear. Were they ever counted? Were some of them counted? Now, finally, the Arizona Supreme Court has ruled that the Maricopa County officials have to go back and re-examine the signature match of the mail-in ballots. That's a disaster for them. This is a fiasco. Why? Because Carrie Lake, like Donald Trump, scared the daylights out of the political uniparty that runs both Washington and Arizona. And as governor, of course, she had the full authority under Section 1 of the Constitution to seal her border. And that is precisely why they could not allow her election. So I think she has an amazingly bright future. She told me directly these stories about her running for the Senate. It's not what she said. What she said was, if she has exhausted all of her legal remedies to right the governor's race, to get a just result in the governor's race, she would then consider running for the U.S. Senate. But right now, she is going to fight for truth and integrity in that election result. The evidence of theft is overwhelming. It's indisputable. No, I'm sorry, you McCain Republicans out there. It's not a conspiracy theory. I think she has a great, great future.
I do, too. And somebody who spent some serious amount of time in Arizona. I actually, Roger, briefed Governor Ducey's office, me and my team, last March on the border. When me and my team are in place, we did 9 proof of concepts out of my own personal pocket in the tunes of hundreds of thousands of dollars. I rode along with Border Patrol agents and sheriffs, both in Texas and in Arizona, showing them that when our systems are on the ground, we have 100% detection and apprehension rate, 100%. We also have the capabilities and technologies to follow what I call the honeybees, right? 600-700 miles inland, so we can track exactly where all of this nefarious activity is going. And under Ducey, it fell on deaf ears. Tom Homan actually was in that meeting, not as a paid person by me, but just as somebody who witnessed what I was doing and literally told the governor's office and the AGs and the sheriffs, you need what Christie's doing. But did you think it got funded? Absolutely not. Also, Katie Hobbs, who is there right now, she has literally just said and reversed that the TCOs, which are the trans criminal organizations, the cartel, are not a threat, nor are they a terrorist organization. Well, that cannot be further from the truth. Our own Justice Department, our own internal memos that we've gotten a hold of within our intelligence community says otherwise. They actually put the TCOs, Roger, along with North Korea, China, and Russia in the Ukrainian war as one of the number one threats facing the United States of America from a terrorist perspective. And actually, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that because I have been looking at this for a very long time. And as an attorney and as somebody who understands the Constitution of the United States, Roger, if I could show you these internal documents by our own intelligence community who have briefed the highest levels of the land on this very subject, why is it then, if that is one of the number one domestic and national security facing the United States as TCOs, that would then say that we have to close the borders from a national security perspective. Every lawmaker, all the way up to POTUS, including the governor's offices and state legislators who are not closing down the borders, can and should be held for charges against the United States of America.
Well, I think we have to be very honest about this, which is to say, Tom Homan made this point very strongly in his speech last night. These are the desired policies of this administration, both Katie Hobbs' administration and the Biden administration. Their policy is open borders, come on in. They undercut our border enforcement agents. They undercut the entire system. We have open borders. That is their policy. It's not a mistake. It's not misguided liberalism. It isn't an error. This is precisely what they want. The whole idea here is to destabilize the country through the influx of drugs, particularly fentanyl, through the influx of illegals, through the influx of terrorists, looking aside at the sex trafficking trade, to destabilize the country so that they can justify taking greater control, so they can essentially negate the Constitution and usher in the New World Order, usher in the Great Reset. It's nefarious. How much of it the American people will stand for before we demand free, fair, honest, transparent elections remains to be seen. I do think, and this is very sad, that in their whole game plan is an effort to incite the American people to violence that they could then turn around and use as an excuse to clamp down even further on our civil rights. So for those out there who are angry, who are upset, who don't like the treatment of President Donald Trump by the judicial system, who are frustrated by these policies, who in South Florida this morning can't get gasoline because there's no gasoline to get. And if you choose to protest publicly, if you choose to participate in a public protest, it is essential that you keep it peaceful, that you keep it lawful, that you keep it civil. There are people out there who would seek to goad you to senseless violence or lawlessness. It's part of their plan. Then they can justify an even greater crackdown. We see this right now. Never let a good crisis go to waste. All of the top national security documents leak, proving that they're lying to us across the board regarding the war in Ukraine. There are American troops on the ground. There's $400 million that we sent that's just missing, probably disappeared into the hands of certain Ukrainians. They don't have enough ammunition or manpower for a spring offensive. They are losing casualties at a 7-to-1 rate to the Russians. And if they had long-range missiles, which they've been begging Joe Biden for, they would use them offensively to strike into Russia and thus begin the conflagration that is World War III. So now, with their deepest secrets leaked, what is their response? We need to pass the Restrict Act so we can look at everyone's emails and text messages and all their social media so we can track down the domestic terrorists. No, you just want to spy on the American people to see who objects to your policies. We're in a very dangerous time.
We are 100% in a very, very dangerous time. You know, my listeners are very educated. I've been talking about a lot of this stuff for over 3 years. From the open borders, and I'm going to, and we will switch to, I want to ramifications of Robert Kennedy running and things like that. But Roger, you know, I've been looking in Central South America and Mexico and the players, and this also has to do with the borders and the current invasion and the militia and the military, internal military that they're bringing up through the borders to come up and rise against the United States of America, the American citizens. And, you know, you've got China, who has been actively bringing warships off the coast of Brazil. I don't know if the American people understand this, know this. Nobody's reporting on this except for to my knowledge, is Women Fighting for America. So we have warships that are being built up off the coast of Brazil. China, Xi Jinping met with privately the Brazilian leader. Also, we have a airline called Airs Farcachin under the cargo ship that was rebranded. And they had cyber intelligence, not only cyber intelligence equipment on there, they had 14 Venezuelans who have that expertise and that skill. They're cyber operatives. You know who was flying that aircraft? One of the heads of the Iran's Revolutionary Guard. They landed in Mexico City. They went to Caracas, Venezuela, and then they landed in Buenos Aires. They have training camps that we've identified both in Colombia, Nicaragua, and in Mexico near the Mexican-Texas border, where we know we have Iranian Revolutionary Guardsmen currently training with the cartel, as well as, Roger, the People's Liberation Army of China. We have a very serious problem. They are taking Russians, they are taking Chinese military, blending them into these caravans and bring them up. They've been doing this for 3+ years, as well as Middle Eastern descent from Iran and other parts of the world. We've got the film footage. I've got the pictures. I can tell you where all the camps are, where this Biden administration purchased at-risk boys' youth camps, private facilities, and turned them into fortified military bases here on our soil. What do you think about that?
Well, the Biden administration has done an unimaginable thing. They have driven Russia, China, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Brazil, and perhaps now others into a new, very dangerous nuclear-armed military alliance, as well as economic alliance. This is unthinkable a few years ago. I mean, Russia has a very substantial Islamic terrorism problem, but now rather than fighting it, they're aligning themselves with Iran. Only Joe Biden and his State Department could have achieved something this horrific. And we should be very clear about what's happening at our southern border. Nobody has documented it the way you have. It is an invasion. It is an invasion across the board. The number of terrorists or potential terrorists coming across the border is, as Tom Homan said last night, extraordinary. It could be the number one problem in the country, other than the fact that I can't go anyplace today because there is no gasoline. There literally in South Florida is no gasoline. We have a snap gasoline shortage. And of course, if you could go, it's more than $6 a gallon here now, just in the last couple of days. So, the country has many problems. Prayer, as we've discussed, is the answer. Let's get to the politics of today. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announces his candidacy for president. I find this very, very interesting. The Biden Oppo research operation would have you believe that Bobby Kennedy and I are very close friends because one picture exists of us together. I met him one time. I admire his book on Dr. Fauci a lot. I think it's a great piece of highly documented work. I agree with him about the lack of safety and effectiveness of the COVID-19 vaccinations. Indeed, the danger of them. He also seems to be America first in the sense that he too has denounced the globalist neocons who for the last 30 years have been exporting war, destruction, and death, while the Chinese have been building roads and schools and hospitals and housing in the third world. So they have projected their economic power while we were projecting our military power, and now we're in a swiftly changing world. What are Robert Kennedy's prospects? Well, I'm glad that he's running. I think the Kennedy name still has some magic, particularly in the Democratic Party. But look for Robert Kennedy to get kneecapped the way they kneecapped Bernie Sanders. In other words, they will change the rules. They'll deny him ballot access in some states and caucuses. He will never get a debate with Joe Biden or whoever their candidate ends up being, the establishment candidate, because they'll use a financial measurement. Oh, well, you have to have raised X million. And if he is successful in hitting that threshold, they'll change the threshold so it's higher. I've seen this. So what you're going to have at the end of this, in my opinion, is a very large number of disaffected Democrats or independents who were attracted by his candidacy. That's why last week I wrote a very controversial piece in which I said, perhaps it's time for a bipartisan national unity ticket. Donald Trump for president. He's going to win the Republican nomination. Two more Florida congressmen endorsed him over our governor, Ron DeSantis, yesterday. That, I think, brings the number of Florida congressmen endorsing him to either six or eight. I'd have to do a quick count this morning. This is extraordinary on the governor's home turf. Trump is going to be the Republican nominee, but maybe it's time for him to ask the Republican National Convention to nominate a Democrat who shares his views on the world stage. This would solve the issue, as my friend Ann Vandersteel points out, of those who don't trust Donald Trump regarding vaccinations going forward. It would be a political realignment, and I think it could attract for Trump the votes of thousands of disaffected Democrats who no longer identify with the modern Democratic Party. People have forgotten that John F. Kennedy was a hardline, ardent anti-communist. Yes, he favored a massive national defense buildup over the opposition of President Eisenhower. He insisted on a silver or gold-backed dollar. He preferred silver. He wanted to repeal the oil depletion allowance, where oil billionaires were paying almost nothing in taxes. He famously distrusted the intelligence agencies, particularly after they misled him about both the Bay of Pigs invasion into Cuba, as well as the Cuban Missile Crisis, in which they gave him no warning of Russian missiles showing up a mere 92 miles from our shores in Florida. So whether there's a constituency for those kind of patriotic Democrats in the Democratic Party today at the grassroots really remains to be seen. I think Robert Kennedy's a man of enormous courage and integrity. I disagree with him on a number of issues. I believe that he is pro-abortion. I'm pro-life. I believe he is in favor of gun control. I'm pro-Second Amendment. It's interesting to me that he never talks about those issues. Those are clearly not the issues that animate him. But I would leave you with this thought, and that is no incumbent president in modern times who has faced a significant challenge to renomination, but overcome that challenge, has gone on to be reelected. Not Jimmy Carter, not who was challenged by Ted Kennedy, not Gerald Ford, who was challenged by Ronald Reagan. So I think that this is a bad omen for the Biden administration, and I wish Robert Kennedy all the best. When I was leading,
I don't think Biden is really capable. He's not capable to lead right now, let alone in 2 years from now to be able to be the president of the United States. If we had anybody who had a backbone right now, they would see that he is incompetent to serve mentally. You can see it, Hunter Biden. Everyone has to show him where to go, what to do, what to say, how to answer questions. It is very clear that he has serious cognitive problems right now. But I do think that would be a very interesting ticket, a Trump-Kennedy ticket. And you're right. I believe that JFK, first and foremost, he is not the Democratic. He would not be the Democratic under the ticket if he were to run now in today's day and age. He would be a Republican ticket because the Democratic Party is no longer the party of the Kennedys. And so you also look at, you know, who would be on the, besides Kennedy, who is the Democrats going to elect? You know, Kamala Harris is not competent either to be the leader, but she could be controlled. And that's what they're looking for.
Well, I'm glad you're sitting down because I still believe that what you said is absolutely true. The people who are running the country, even with the active assistance of the fake news media, the legacy news media, are having a very hard time propping Joe Biden up. The man just doesn't make any sense. Doesn't seem to know where he is. He's actually a pitiful figure at this point.
He's actually dangerous, Roger. He's very, very dangerous on the world stage right now with the things that he's doing and saying.
I agree. If, in fact, he's making any decisions, which, of course, I believe he is not. So I think the ultimate Democratic nominee, the only person you could bypass Kamala Harris for and get away with it politically within their party, is Michelle Obama. Mm-hmm. It's not an accident that they announced that their convention will be in her hometown of Chicago. It's not incidental that she has just announced a new book tour, and she just kicked off a yet another voter registration tour. By the way, the more she says she's not interested, the more she says she hates politics, the more she says she's not running, that all
means she's running.
So I've said this on my own show, the Stone Zone, which you can see, by the way, at stonezone.live 5 days a week at 5 p.m. Eastern. At StoneZone.live, we talk news, history, politics, current events, style, fashion, food, pretty much anything you want to talk about. And I have predicted this. Joel Gilbert joined me this past week. Documentary filmmaker has just made a film called, of all things, Michelle Obama 2024. It's also a companion book. I urge you to check it out. Christy, you should get him on the show. He's a very compelling guy. He's made a great film. He really understands the trajectory planned for Michelle Obama. And let's be very candid. Anyone who's out there snickering, thinking that she would be an easy candidate to beat is really politically naive. She'd be very, very formidable. We can, Hunter Biden is no longer relevant. He's not around anymore. Mm-hmm. So as the Hunter Biden problem gets worse for Joe Biden, the less likely he is to run. I was shocked recently to get two letters from Hunter Biden's high-priced lawyers threatening to sue me if I continue to just talk about the contents of his laptop, information that is quite obviously in the public domain. Everything I know about Hunter Biden's laptop, I learned in the New York Post. And I have every reason to believe that that information became public quite legally. But this is a classic tactic of the left. If you want to distract from the contents of Hillary Clinton's emails or the DNC emails released by WikiLeaks, create a fake controversy about how that information came public. No, there is no evidence whatsoever of an online hack by the Russians or the Israelis. That is disinformation. Just because John Brennan says it, actually, the fact that John Brennan says it means it's not true. It's false. Hunter Biden's laptop. Oh, the laptop was stolen and it went from this guy to this. That's all nonsense, too. It wasn't stolen. Hunter Biden left it with a repairman who turned it over to the FBI and ultimately to people who gave it to the New York Post. I think they're suing him. They're going to lose. Once again, this national security information that shows that they've lied to us about Americans on the ground fighting in Ukraine, a violation of the War Powers Act. That shows us that $400 million is missing. It shows that the Russians are kicking the daylights out of the Ukrainians. That shows that they're running out of ammunition and manpower.
Roger, I can tell you right now, firsthand knowledge, because I deal with people, like I said, with some of the things in the intel that we do all over the world. One of those is in Ukraine. And for the last 2 years, individuals that I know have been approached by the Ukrainian government with U.S. funded dollars to try to obtain and purchase certain types of equipment. And they're not getting that equipment. Where is the money disappearing to? I always say this is probably one of the biggest money laundering schemes of the United States government that we have ever had. Afghanistan was one of those other ones where they take the money, they filter it, supposedly going to buy certain equipment. It never gets there, but who it gets in the hands of who? Individuals who either they need to buy off or to funnel the money back to certain people's pockets, politicians or families' pockets. The same thing happened in Afghanistan. And so they're not getting the stuff that they need. And whether you believe in the Russian war, the war between Ukraine or not, which I don't believe that we should be in this war at all, but it's another distraction from what's getting ready to happen. But again, it's money laundering at its best.
Yeah, but I guess the point I was going to make is now we're trying to create a controversy about how these documents became public. They supposedly were leaked by some 20 or 21-year-old reservist. We're supposed to believe that he had full access to them, that he put them up on some gaming site I never heard of. This is, again, let's distract from the bad news, from the shocking news, from the news that they are lying to us by creating controversy about how the documents became public. When Daniel Ellsberg, who was a National Security Apparatus bureaucrat, leaked the Pentagon Papers in 1969, proving that everything we were being told about the war in Vietnam was a lie, he was deified by the media. The New York Times went to federal court for the right to publish that classified information. Now look at what the New York Times and the Washington Post are doing. First, they try to say, oh, maybe these aren't real. These probably aren't real. Or they're just not significant. No, they're very significant.
Yeah.
They show that we're being lied to by the Biden administration. It is.
When are people going to be held accountable, Roger? That's the question that I get all the time. And I'm sure you get that too. When are we going to start? Because I can tell you from somebody who used to be in the DOD space, I don't know if you knew this about my previous life. We were defense contractors. That's what I used to do. My husband had very lucrative defense. We helped with the troop drawdown in Iraq and Afghanistan, been in the DHS, the Pentagon, led the largest deployment in the DLA. And so I know something about this, and I don't share that very often for reasons, but I would like to know, just based on Hillary Clinton's emails alone, we would already be in prison for the rest of our life. These are crimes that are very serious, serious crimes, and nobody is being held accountable. And so when is that going to happen?
They're not going to be held accountable during this administration. So the only way they will be held accountable is with a new government, a new president, and a new attorney general who is dedicated to equal protection of the law. The fact that they've charged Donald Trump in New York, but they haven't charged Joe and Hunter Biden for taking millions of dollars from China speaks volumes. I don't think we need to say anything else about this. It is really, really outrageous. Christy, I wish I could spend more time with you. It goes like that. But the great work that you're doing, my hat is off to you. And of course, you're always welcome back at thestonezone.live.
Thank you, Roger, so much. You are an American patriot. I'm glad to call you my friend, and I will take you up on that invitation. So thank you so much. Have a great day. God bless you.
God bless you.
Hey, everybody. So Roger Stone is absolutely right. We are being assaulted on many fronts. Our legal system has been weaponized. No one's being held accountable. We have a rogue government who has been lying to us for a very long time. We have the media who lies to us consistently. And so what can we do about this? You know, it gets very discouraging, and we are living in very serious peril times. But the people, you are the answer. You have everything that you need to help to bring back civility, law and order under the Constitution of the United States of America. And Roger's right. We have to show up, and we have to stand up, and we have to push back. But we need to make sure that we're doing this in a way and in a manner that doesn't ignite what they really want to do. And that's usher in martial law. You know, somebody who's just gotten back from two meetings, one at the United Nations, and then also I was privy to the Vienna, Austria, the United Nations were just meeting as well. The language that's being drafted, but on an international scale under UN law and international law, along with, by the way, member states. Member states are the United States of America. They're one of those, which is, of course, the Biden administration. And so they've been under handily and behind the closed doors working with the United Nations, NATO, and other forces to write up some very nefarious laws against the United States, the people of the United States of America. And the language that they're using is MAGA. If you'll notice, language matters, labels matter. MAGA Republicans, right-wing conspiracy, disinformation, all of the under, if you are homophobic, transphobic, Asian phobic, whatever phobic that they want to put in there, they are crafting this language that you are an enemy, not only of the state of the United States, but of the world. And that they can actually come and seize you, your property, and your belongings. That's what's being drafted currently right now as we speak. It's a zero draft. January 2024 is the final date that most of this stuff will go into effect. If we do not stand up and say something about this, we have to shed light what the darkness is. The only way light bubbles up is if you engage and get involved. And so Women Fighting for America has always been on the front lines. And what Roger and I were talking to today about is we are being surrounded by the enemy, whether it's the internal enemy of the government of the United States or whether it's the exterior enemies. And that would be China, Russia, trans criminal organizations, the Iranians, the Syrians, and those from certain Middle Eastern countries. From somebody who's been on the front lines for 3 years, been at the border, looking at what's been taking place from the supply chain issues to the gas, energy crisis, food crisis, which, by the way, is next. These are all purposeful attacks on the American people to squeeze us, to make us desperate. So you need to engage with your community. You need to find like-minded individuals. You need to prepare. Being prepared is key for what's coming. You know, I hope and pray that we have an election for 2024. Actually, to be honest with you, we need to be praying that God's sovereign hand, his divine hand, interrupts all of this and that somehow justice is served and that we can have somebody like President Donald J. Trump put back in office way before 2024. Because right now, I'm afraid with everything that they're doing and all of the moving pieces like a chess piece, we're not going to have an election in 2024. We do need to stand up. We do need to show up. We need to make sure it's peaceful. How do you control that? Because we know that there's operatives who like to infiltrate and pretend like and dress like you, and then they cause problems. We need to just make sure when you gather in numbers, you need to have paid security who are looking out, professionals who look out for those types of things. I know when I go on the road or when I'm speaking at any engagement or if I hold a rally or anything like that, I have paid security for a reason because they protect us against those tactics. Community is where everything is going to start. Local impact, like General Flynn says, local impact makes national, creates national impact as well and change. We need to be finding out who local farmers are. You need to find out who your local sheriff and law enforcement are, and you need to start having relationships with them. Hold town meetings with them. Find out where what their beliefs are, where they lie with the Constitution. You need to formulate a plan of who's going to do what in your community if there's an emergency. I live in the state of Florida. We always prepare for hurricanes. I have food, water supplies, gas supplies, batteries, flashlights, all of the things that I need continually. And I'm always turning over those supplies when needed. Health supplies, medical supplies, extra ammunition, guns. Because when we get desperate, people get desperate. You need to be able to protect and defend your community, your children. I cannot tell you that the time that we're living in right now is probably one of the most dangerous times in American history. And I know that's a big, bold statement, but it's because the very way of life that we have, freedom and liberty and justice, are at risk. Because America is the last bastion of hope. We're the defender, we're the watchman. If America goes down, then that's the reason why America is being attacked on every front, because they know we are the last line of defense to protect a world from Marxism, communism, and a global takeover. Tyranny is at our doorstep. We are very close to losing everything. Our founding fathers knew that one day, this day may come, and we have to engage. We can do it peacefully with the Constitution in our hand. I'm going to ask my team right now if they can. I want to pull up a battle ready plan. This is Sunday. This is the Lord's Day. So I'm going to end the program today, and I'm going to talk to you about what it means to be battle ready. How to put on the full armor of God and be the warrior God has called you to be. This plan was downloaded to me when I was on my way back from a mission on the border. And I'm just going to kind of go through it, and I'm going to read it. You know, to be battle ready is not just from a spiritual perspective, but it's also from a physical perspective. You have to understand how to put on the full armor to face the enemy, because we're in a spiritual war. Make no mistake, the devil is knocking on the door. The prize is this earth. It's an angelic battle. And we are each called to be a part of that battle. This plan is on my website, wffa.win. That's wffa.win. And it's under resources, and it's called Battle Ready. There's also a 14-point plan to save America's future. It's imperative that you have these type of tools so you can prepare not only yourself, but others around you. You need to be talking about these things at the dinner table, at the barbecue in the backyard. If we're not prepared, you're going to live under tyranny, because that's the ultimate goal. You've seen unprecedented attacks on patriots all across this country. It has been shown to you how our own government is weaponizing all of our agencies, whether it's the DOJ, whether it's the FBI or the CIA. We're seeing it play out. Please engage. Push back. You have the power. One of the power that you do have, before I get, and I'm going to read this to you in just a minute. One of the powers that you have is honestly in your wallet. It is powerful. Look what happened to Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch Corporation. Big corporation. By the way, Anheuser-Busch is a part of the global cabal. They are part of the World Economic Forum. You have to start defunding these corporations who are undermining the sovereignty of the United States of America. Stop shopping at those places. We are compiling a list right now, my organization, Women Fighting for America, and we are putting it under resources. So you will have every corporation in America who is not only part of the World Economic Forum, but also who not to shop with, who not to bank with. Anheuser-Busch is one of those. They lost billions and billions of dollars, and they need to continue to lose billions of dollars. Don't get complacent. Don't buy Anheuser-Busch. Find every single beer or product that Anheuser-Busch makes and simply don't purchase them anymore. Find pro-American companies. Sometimes it might be a little difficult to do that. Sometimes you have to forego products that you've always bought or liked. But wouldn't you rather sacrifice a little now than be living under tyranny and communism? Because make no mistake, whether you believe this or not, it's coming. You can live your head in the sand, but it is coming. It is here. It's on our doorstep. Tonight, actually, this evening, I'm going to be doing Women Fighting for America Project. Anybody right now who is listening to this, this is pre-recorded. So unfortunately, that will have already taken place. But if you want to be involved in the Women Fighting for America Project, you can go to jointhefightnow.com. Jointhefightnow.com. Email us and we will get you engaged with Women Fighting for America Project on how to take back this country through your wallet. Now, without further ado, I'm going to read a little bit of this battle plan. It's called Battle Ready, the Full Armor, Ephesians 6, 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take a stand against the evil schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of dark, and against the spiritual forces of people in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So each one of these come with an instruction. You have the belt of truth, and then you have the breastplate of righteousness. There's an instruction with that. Then you are fitted with the shoes of peace. There's an instruction to put that on. Again, please get this off of our website. Then you have the shield of faith. Very important. By the way, faith is a verb. It's an action. It's not a belief. It is an action. Then you have the helmet of salvation, which is very important. It protects your mind. We have the sword of the Spirit. You have to have the Holy Spirit living inside of you to give you that fearlessness, to be bold and to be strong. I'm asked all the time, Christy, aren't you afraid when you go into the viper's den, when you're facing the cartel or you're uncovering things that might get you harmed or people attacking you, calling you a bigot, a racist, a transphobia, a grifter, all of the thing, a white supremacist. I've been called it all, even by the way, from those within our own supposable camp. When people have to put you down to lift themselves up or make themselves look better or to boost them or get them some, you know, clickbait hits, I don't even give them the breath out of my body because they're not worth my time. They're liars. They're deceivers. They twist things. They need to look hard at the mirror at themselves, quite frankly. When people have to make you look bad to make themselves look good, they have a heart issue. There's jealousy and all sorts of things involved in that. And when you have vipers within your own den, we have to flush them out because they're distracting us from our mission and from the mission that God has us on. You know, it's not easy to be a warrior. It's not easy to stand up. It's not easy to be called all sorts of false things and be accused of things. You know what? When you know who you are and you're grounded in Christ and you know your mission and you know what you were created for, all of that stuff, those arrows, they just bounce off of you. I live fearlessly because I know who I am in Jesus Christ. The enemy can try to attack me. He can try to harm me. He can try to deter me from the mission that God has me on, but it won't work for me. Please, everybody out there, just like with President Trump, what they're doing to him, what they did to Roger Stone, what they do to anybody who's speaking real truth, when you start seeing all of these types of attacks against those individuals, you are so far over the top with your truth that they need to silence you. You are right on target. So they embolden me when they do that. So it's the opposite effect for me personally. It's the opposite effect for President Trump. It's the opposite effect with Roger Stone. It makes us dig in harder and be more and more bolder. So your tactics aren't working, enemy. Not when you're battling somebody who truly knows who they are in Christ. You see, God created each one of us with that type of determination and fearlessness. What you do with it and what you decide is really going to decide the fate of this nation. If more and more of us would stand up and be bold and be strong and have strength and not worry about what other people say or do, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in today. If the church would stand up, it's time to get off your knees. And I think the last one on that battle plan, it's on your knees, because we have to be on our knees in prayer. So important every day, several times a day. Daniel probably was one of the greatest examples of what it means to be a warrior and battling on our knees. But I'm here to tell you right now, again, like we said, faith is action. After you get up off your knees, God always gives an instruction to then move and to act. It's so important. Acting is being that fearless voice in the wilderness. You can be this in your own communities. The political correctness movement way back in the late 80s, early 90s stifled you. The pulpit has been silenced. It is time to unleash God's tongue among the world. It is time for the church to stand and be bold and fearless, to preach the truth, not some of this worldly stuff. You cannot serve man and God at the same time. It doesn't work. And any pastor out there, preacher, anybody who's speaking against the Bible, the Ten Commandments, if they're advocating for the LGBTQ community and that it is okay for man to lie with man or woman to lie with woman, they are not serving God. That is a sin. You don't hate the people. I love the gay community, the LGBTQ community. I absolutely love them. And I pray for them always, because they're living in sin. I'm no better. I'm a sinner. We're all sinners. We all fall short of the grace. We're filthy rags this side of heaven. Every single one of us are sinners. And it doesn't matter if you're gay, a murderer, a rapist, fill in the blank. We've all fallen short of the grace of God. And in God's eyes, we are equal sinners. But when you give your life to Christ, you are reborn. And therefore, you don't live under man's law. You have to serve God's law. And that's what you're going to be judged for. If I look at the disciples, the 12 disciples that Jesus Christ chose, Paul, who we just absolutely adore and the Catholic Church puts up on this pedestal, he was an incredible, incredible man of God. But he also murdered hundreds of thousands of individuals, Gentiles. He was a brutal murderer. We forget that. Look at who God uses. the ragtags. Because God knows that when He gets a hold of you and the Holy Spirit gets a hold of you, it's such a radical transformation of who you are, of man and of earth, then you start living for God. And we have authority. He has given us authority here on earth. We have the law, the land, the air, and the water, God's natural law. It is on our shoulders. It is time the church remember this. If you are in a church or a congregation, whatever denomination you are, and you have pastors who are not serving God's word, God's law, the Bible, teaching man's perversions, you need to run, not walk from that church. You need to take your tithe, your time, your talents, and your treasures, and you need to leave immediately. And you need to find a righteous pastor, a righteous shepherd who is going to lead you to where you need to go. I don't go to church to feel good. I go to church to get convicted and to be with others in the kingdom of God. We've forgotten that. And that is in community, by the way, right where you live. I'm going to read this last passage before I get ready to end this today. I'm going to tell you the warrior you are called to be. Julie, could you go up just a little bit? You are called to be a warrior. You're called to be for right now. It is not a mistake that you were born to be in this exact moment in history. As a Christian, when you made the life-changing decision to follow Christ, you were transformed. Part of that transformation, even if unaware, was that you were born to be a warrior. Being in the family of God comes with responsibility. What we do while here on our earthly home will decide our heavenly rewards. Yes, He calls us to pray and pray daily on our knees. However, He gave instructions to then get up off our knees and act. We have forgotten how to put on the full armor of God. So therefore, as a Christian, if we believe what we say we believe, then why are you living for man and not serving God? Why are you allowing fear to control your behaviors? We must live fearlessly. Satan is fearful of you. When you take your authority and suit up, he trembles in fear. What are you waiting for? God created you. He knows the date of your birth and the date you will go to your heavenly home. What you decide to do in between those bookends is what you will stand in judgment for. Revelations 12 depicts a day when the invisible warfare in the heavenly places will break out in a very visible form. Verse 7 shows us who the enemy in that conflict is. It is Satan. It is rebellion. It's a satanic rebellion. When you were born to be a warrior. So church, the body of Christ, let's stand up and take our rightful place, because when you were born during this moment of history, you were born to be a warrior. He wants you in the battle. We're not all called to be on the front lines like I am, but we're all called to do something. Please get into the fight. Text FIGHT to 91776. Text FIGHT to 91776. We need you on the battlefield now more than ever. Women Fighting for America can no longer do what we do without your support and partnership. Please, please fund the fight. We need you in the fight to be a partner. If you want to be a sponsor of our show, we'd love to have you. If you can sponsor missions in the field to save women and children out of the bondage of slavery and the sex trade industry, basically out of the bondage of hell, we need you to partner with us. You can text FIGHT to 91776 and donate today, or go and purchase a product. Mother's Day is coming up. MyPillow. I've partnered with MyPillow. WFFA is the promo code. It's incredible. You'll get a huge discount and we get a percentage of the profits. WFFA promo code. Bridie on TV. Thank you, Bridie on TV, for allowing me to have a voice on Sunday. Bridie on Store. Go buy some merchandise there. WFFA is the promo code. WFFA is the promo code. We are going to have some incredible guests. I'm having Christina Anderson of the EU Parliament. She's out of the country of Germany. She is one of the parliamentary leaders out of the European Union. Christina Anderson, tune in. She's going to be here. Chuck Floyd, who is a national security expert, 30 years, State Department under Reagan and four presidents. He's going to be on the show coming up. I have Sharona Bishop, America's Mom. Tune in for the next several weeks. You are not going to want to miss these exciting episodes. We are bringing you truth. We are giving you action steps. I'm going to be speaking all over the nation. I'm going to be in Texas, Oklahoma. Go to our website, WFFA.wim, to find out more of where we're going to be and where I'm going to be speaking. I would love to meet you in person. And as always, I'll be at Trump Doral in a couple weeks speaking at the Reawaken America Tour. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of On the Front Lines with Christy Hutcherson. I will see you next Sunday between 1 and 2 p.m. God bless you. God bless this great nation.